Huey Long remains an enigma in a relatively stable yet stagnant political system within America's political landscape. Just how did a man from the piney woods of northern Louisiana rise up in the ranks to become the governor and a legend in America's history? Not just any governor, but one whose legacy lives far beyond the grave. Somebody who, during the most desperate times in America's Depression era, managed to revive the spirit of the people and bring about measures to improve the lot of its citizens of Louisiana. For one, Huey knew the system was largely rigged without much recourse for the commoner or the unconnected, but nevertheless found ways to navigate the corruption by weaponizing many of the tactics which were prevalent within the American system of democracy. All the corruption persistent within in the system were turned into opportunities by Long for the enrichment of his community. No doubt, despite Long's atypical ascent or his politics, which remain unclassifiable with the history of America, within America, his political procedures and methods may provide American third positionist populists or someone seeking something beyond the two-party system, which keeps America in a consistent suspended animation. On today's episode, I have a returner. You may know him. He's kind of a legend in the third positionist community, an autodidact scholar, creator of some of the best third positionist content I've seen, and the founder of the New Frontier Movement, the great Cultured Thug.
Hey, Patrick. Glad to be here. Glad to be talking about Huey P. Long, Huey Pierce Long. Unfortunately, a name that's been forgotten by most people in history. If you walked around speaking to average people, asked them who Huey Long was, they wouldn't know. Matter of fact, before I came here to do this, I was with family, and I said, I got to leave a little early. I got to do a podcast about Huey Long. They're like, who's Huey Long? And this is like my father, who's been into politics
Really?
as long as I've known. Yeah, no one remembers the name. Unfortunately, we think maybe, and because we're more into history or politics, and we kind of look into these names and see them, that they would be common names. But outside of Louisiana, I don't think most Americans even heard the name Huey P. Long before, unfortunately, which is sad because his story, as we're going to get into, is very telling to like how it's relevant to modern day politics, and to see a method of success for our type of politics taking place within this democratic system. And like, he's pivotal to that. I can't think of anyone else in American politics that's even come close to how Huey did it and what he accomplished in this short period of time he was on this earth.
Well, I mean, it doesn't seem like he's in any pop culture. He's not in any. I've never seen him any. I've seen a couple like bad TV movies, and I think there was like a really bad Paul Newman movie in the 80s, which played up the whole
Was that the one Sean
sleazy.
Penn played him? Or
I'm not sure. No. It was Paul Newman of all people
Oh,
played
Paul
him, I
Newman.
believe.
Okay.
Yeah, it played up the sleaze factor of Long,
Yes.
as opposed to many of his other attributes. That was typically how
Well,
he's presented.
they portrayed him in the movie I saw, I remember, they portrayed him as someone who was an idealist. And then when he got into power, he just threw all that away for corruption. Which is totally not the case of Huey's life, as we'll get into. But yeah, that's been the mainstream kind of narrative of him. He was this corrupt politician. And when you start to see and learn about what he did for the poor people, you'll understand why there's such a negative take on him.
I think one of the only other times he appears within pop culture is I think the book All the President's Men is based upon him. And there's also a book, It Could Happen Here, by Sinclair Lewis, which I think was a kind of leftist, progressive kind of tome on what could potentially happen if like dictators took over America. Are you acquainted with that book?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Yeah.
But
It
I
was
see
like,
why he would use Huey Long as an example for what he fears.
so he's not given much respect on the political landscape. I can't think of anybody that seriously uses Huey Long's, as a figure, and I think he's a much neglected one. But anyway, let's get into his childhood.
Yeah, he was born in the late 1890s to a rural area. I would say you probably classify him as lower middle class at the time there, and but in a very rural area. So he had the rural life experience, which affected him his whole life. He was always a champion for the rural people of Louisiana, and there was a point in his life, around 8 years old, I think he was, when there was a he saw in his town there was a farmer's house who came up for auction from the bank. He couldn't make his credit payments, so the bank took his house and they put it up for auction. And what he saw as a little 8-year-old kid is the whole community came out there and they're auctioning off this house at much less the price it's worth, and no one bid on it. The sheriff was even there. The sheriff didn't bid on it. No one bid on it. No one wanted this farmer to lose his house, so no one did the bid. And at the end of it, the creditor, before the bid stopped, he bid on it and took the house. And any bid would win. That's all it took. So I don't know what he did, but he bid very low. And so the house went to the bank anyways. But Huey saw, like, no matter what, he saw a whole community come together to try to save this farmer's house. And he saw the government still had the power to take this farmer's house and land from him. And that kind of lit the fire of him, of the injustice of kind of how the system worked against the common man. Force you into a situation where you have to take loans to survive, and then get you to a point where you can't pay those loans so they can take everything away from you. And even though it's a kind of usurious and criminal way to conduct business, the town stood up against it, and that still wasn't enough to save this farmer's house. So he describes this in his own autobiography as the moment that kind of lit the fire of the injustice in the world, and kind of maybe sparked some of his rebellious attitude as a kid too. Because after this, as he's growing up, he was a very rebellious teenager at the time. He smoked, he drank, chewed tobacco, he cussed, which was, something back then. To even cuss was, you're a bad kid if you're doing that. So, like, he kind of went down that road to seeing kind of the system was rigged from the start. And I think this is, and he explains it himself, the fire, this lit the fire in him to where it eventually led him into politics in the end.
Now, one thing interesting to note about this particular region he was from, just give people some insight and some background into the Piney Woods are kind of geographically, and I would say a lot different than the other parts of Louisiana. I would say they're more aligned. I'm biased here. I think they're more aligned with the Ozarks and with Appalachia. They share kind of the same character, same rugged kind of character, and sort of backwoods sort of mentality. At the same time, what's unique about this region was that they were kind of different from Dixie. The overlying Louisiana plantation kind of system that developed, they actually fought against that. And they fought against it not because they wanted to necessarily free the slaves or get rid of the plantation economy, but they did that because as poor white people, as poor kind of white Southerners, they felt a little slighted by the planters. They felt the planters were giving, the their slaves, preferential treatment over like the white workers. And this kind of created antipathy in this, this divide between the planters, the rich planters, and the sort of like more, I would say the not peasant, but the more common stock of white people in the South. And this played relied heavily, I think, on Huey's background. Now, admittedly, I don't know as much as Culture Thug on Huey Long. I'm not as well versed, but it does seem that that had a distinct character upon its own. There was an actual candidate by the name of Eugene Debs, Eugene W. V. Debs.